Welcome to the Fun Click Admin Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Carroll.
And I'm Jillian Medell.
We're here talking to Salesforce admins, developers, and Snowforce to give you best tips and advice to help you be successful.
Yeah, today, Mike, we are live from Snowforce 16 here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we've got, 400 something people that are here today?
A million. It feels like a lot. It's great.
A million.
In the middle of Salt Lake City, in a bowl, I've been told, with food trucks.
We're in a bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're surrounded by mountains. I guess that makes sense. That's why we're
right,
in a bowl.
In the
got
middle
it.
Of a...
Anyway, so.
I will not talk about Salt Lake City anymore because I know that much about Salt Lake City. Everything I know about Salt Lake City, I came from Becky Webster.
I just know about Pow Pow.
Play in the Pow Pow?
Pow Pow. Yeah.
So.
No, I forgot to end today's presentation with the Pow Pow.
All right. Okay. Well, okay, Mike, but we do actually have a guest with us today.
I know, we have other people here.
It's not just the Mike and Jillian show.
Literally right in the middle of us.
yeah, we have Jake Martin, who is an engagement manager at Simplus, sitting here with us. Welcome, Jake.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
Long-time listener, first-time guest.
Yeah, tell you what, this is a surreal moment. I'm sitting between two celebrities right now. This is amazing.
Where are they at?
It's you and Jillian right here. Yeah, that's you.
Salesforce celebrity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
So, Jake, how long have you been listening to the podcast?
I've been listening to it for almost a year.
Okay.
So I got a pretty cool story about how I found the podcast. Do you want to hear about that?
Yes, please tell us.
Okay. So I work at Simplus. It's right here in Salt Lake City. And I found out that I got to be a part of the Salesforce team. So I already knew about Salesforce, but I didn't realize how cool the community was. So the first thing I did when I found out about that I was going to work on the Salesforce team is I looked into it and found all the stuff on the internet about the community, and I found the Button Click Admin podcast.
Woo-hoo!
And then the next day I actually had a half marathon that I was running. And so throughout that entire half marathon, I listened to five of your episodes, one after the other. I couldn't get enough. I had to go to the next one, the next one, the next one until I hit the finish line.
Wow.
Well, that's a good strategy for keeping going for 13.2 miles?
One mile.
26.2, 13.1. Okay.
Right?
Best 13 miles ever.
Math is hard.
It was a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel honored.
I know.
Yeah.
You should get a hold of Matt Bertuzzi. He also runs and listens to our podcast.
Oh, yeah?
He has a podcast of his own, One of Those Things. I got to give a shout out to him because they've been giving our podcast a lot of love. So,
also former
that could be a thing.
Podcast
Seriously.
Co-host. Jared
I know,
Miller
yeah. He happens to be, he just podcasts everywhere.
It's just, you started him. And you
I don't know what I started. I started people running. I need to listen to my own podcast, apparently. That's what I should do. Holy cow.
So, Jake,
nice.
We're going to ask you the question we ask everybody.
Okay.
Tell us about the first time you logged into Salesforce.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm an engagement manager at Simplus. So what that means is I do sales for Simplus. And so before that, I worked for a company called TC Care Support. And I started there, and they said, here, let me give you a login to Salesforce. I'm like, okay, cool, let's check this out. And so that was probably about 4 years ago, logged in, and it was an experience like one that I've never had before, being able to track all my opportunities. I mean, before that, it was, hey, I got a nice whiteboard, I got a marker. Oh, okay, I'm going to go ahead and write these down, you know what I mean? And maybe a manager before that would come by and say, well, what about this opportunity? Oh, yeah, I didn't forget about those guys. Don't worry, I just love that I could keep track of everything. And the management absolutely loved that I could also keep track of everything because they were watching and seeing what my next steps were, which was really cool.
Wow.
Really cool experience.
So you get logged in and you're kind of like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It's cat's meow.
Oh, yeah.
Or pajamas.
Meow.
Meow.
Where did you go to start learning about Salesforce and getting your skills to work at Simplus and
so
be engaged?
That
as you
actually
are?
Exactly, yeah. So that happened mostly, right after I started at Simplus. And the place where I went to get started was Trailhead, to be honest. So a little plug for Trailhead, but that
Or big plug, maybe.
Yeah, huge plug for Trailhead, because that is the best place to go to learn about Salesforce, learn about processes. So I would recommend going there.
And you have a great community in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fan who's periscoping the podcast right now. So,
because we love Periscope.
Salesforce MVP Becky Webster. You can say
Becky.
Hi. They should be able to hear you.
Hi. Excuse me. Hi, everybody. I just wasn't expecting to talk. Sorry.
If you're in the room, it's fair game. Podcast happening.
Yes. Best podcast ever. Jake's energy is just amazing. I'm glad you guys have a chance to catch up with him because I was inspired by him when I met him last year.
So what inspired you?
His energy. He came up to me and, you know, you don't typically expect people in sales to have the same passion for the community, you know, for that me as an admin does. And so I was taken by surprise. I was taken off guard in a good way. Because he just came up to me with this big smile on his face and said, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe you know about the success community. I can't believe you know Mike Carroll. He's like, have you been on the button click podcast?
Yeah.
Which, you know, of course, an honor, complete honor for me as well. It was Jake's energy and his passion that just totally overflowed and kind of re-inspired me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Jillian's question to the next level. Tell us about the first time you visited the success community.
Oh, yeah. So it was probably that same day that I ran the half marathon.
Oh, wow.
So you got done with your half marathon,
yeah.
And then you got home.
I would have
just like hot tubbing it.
It was even a Saturday.
Just laid
I'm like,
in
I got
to
check this out. Yeah. No, I was so excited about getting involved and jumping right in. Everything that Salesforce has to offer. It was a lot of fun.
What are some of the groups you're a part of in the success community? Just to put you on the spot.
Yeah, this is totally on the spot now.
One group that you're a part of that you definitely check.
So, let me think. Why don't you throw out a few groups?
We've got the Button Click Admin group. There's the Getting Started group.
Oh,
there's the Admins at Dreamforce group.
There's the
I am part
Salesforce
of the Button Click Admin
drink group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely seen. Yeah, that is one that I've seen too. Yeah, the Button Click Admin group, Getting Started.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
And Premier Central. You were in Premier Central as well.
Yeah, there's an endless bounty of groups on the success community for you to check out. Okay, so you got excited about Salesforce. You kind of like dove in headfirst in the community. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more maybe about like some of like the local people in your direct community? Like here we are, which mm-hmm. is a meeting of what, three or four user groups in the Salt Lake City area?
A lot.
Yeah.
So how many user groups have you been to? How have you been getting involved in that?
Oh, for sure, yeah. So what's cool about Utah and Salt Lake City, I don't know if a lot of people realize, but it's kind of like a mini Silicon Valley. Like, they call it Silicon Slopes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
wow.
Silicon
That's
Slopes.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're going skiing tomorrow.
We're
going
to call that the title of the episode, Silicon Slopes.
Yeah, you should. Can't wait to be playing in the Pow Pow tomorrow.
See, there we go. Look at that.
I had to throw that out there.
Play in the Pow Pow?
I just had to do it.
Play in the Pow Pow.
So there's the Salt Lake user community, and then there's the Utah County user community. And actually know a lot of people in both. And what's cool is they're always having events. We had like a 10-year anniversary for the AppExchange event, which was just a month or two back, which was a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's cool. I mean, there's so much going on here in Utah with the communities. It's a lot of fun.
It really is. I mean, that's why we're here at Snowforce. Lots of energy, lots of exciting people. Excited mm-hmm. people. Exciting and excited
yeah.
people.
Well, they go out to the food truck, they get excited, and then they come in, they're exciting because
and then the
they're
food
engaging.
Coma sticks in.
And then the food coma sticks
yeah,
in. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So at Simplis, what do you do as an engagement manager? You're in sales.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the like exciting spring things that you saw? I mean, we did a big demo this morning, talked about health check, getting process builder stuff. Sam did an amazing demo with a whole bunch of code things.
Visual Force.
Lightning. Yeah. Yep. All those things. But what's cool about today is here at Snowforce, we have so many people here today. We actually had to start turning people away. Last year, we had probably 200 people. Today, I think we had well over 400 people sign up. And I just heard that over 75% of those people that signed up are here. And so I think probably one of the most exciting things about today is just getting to meet the people and to answer a question about what I do in my position is I think what is the most fun about what I do is just talking to people about Salesforce and the potential of what it can do for them and their business. Mm-hmm. What's really cool about Utah as well is it seems that a lot of people already understand that Salesforce can really make an impact. So it's just a matter of sitting down in front of them, having conversations, just talking about the things that can really help revolutionize their business.
So if new admins that listen, because we have millions of people that listen to the podcast.
Millions.
That probably was way, like, had to be here to see the little Dr.
Yeah, probably
Evil.
Listening. You might get a little Dr. Evil, yeah. Pinky to the mouth thing.
It was
thing.
Funnier
was
here.
Hilarious.
So
totally
new
laughing.
People coming in, you were new. They can kind of be like, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. What would you say to them? What would be your advice to jumping in and being successful?
I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. I've never met anyone that has said, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. Like, no. What I would say to someone, if I did meet someone that wasn't too excited about it, I would just say, hey, just look out there. See what's going on. Go to Dreamforce. You know, see the excitement that's out there with Salesforce. Like, just do some research. Look at some case studies. Look at what Salesforce has done to help get things going for businesses. Like, I've talked to so many companies that they were using, you know, spreadsheets to get their processes done.
We just ate.
Can
Why
you imagine?
You
I know.
Spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets. Spreadsheets.
Come on. People run and listen to
it's
this
like,
podcast.
It's like
now
opening the windows and letting the light come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So was last Dreamforce your first Dreamforce?
It was.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your first Dreamforce experience.
Okay. Well, the first memory that I have is getting there and getting to the venue, and then I met you, Jillian.
Yay!
Which was incredible. So that was cool.
And I didn't scare you away. That's good.
Nope, not at all. Like, I had to kind of push people away, like your fan club and
your paparazzi. Yeah, she doesn't have security yet.
Yeah.
We got to work on that.
Yeah,
we should definitely work on that. I know, yeah.
So, yeah, I got to, that was way cool to get to meet you. Seriously, it was a blast. But, wow. Finding a hotel in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit later than you should? Yeah, not advisable at all. Like, so we did find a hotel that was kind of close, but yeah, definitely find your hotel early so that you get a good one. But I loved every part of it, like all the sessions. One thing that was really cool was the admin lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I loved that. I almost swore there, but I stopped myself.
Oh,
nice,
good.
Nice.
You're not supposed to do that on the podcast.
Right. It would have been
good.
Out or something.
Yeah.
Did you burn yourself out by trying to do too many sessions?
There was so much. It was so cool. Like, and one thing that I remember is just like the sea of people. There's so many badges. Like, you just walk down the street and there's just people with badges everywhere. So many cool people to meet too. So, I mean, one experience was, it was at breakfast. I think it was on a Thursday morning, but I went to go get breakfast, and you know how breakfast is at Dreamforce. You've got your organic pear, apple, and banana, right? And your orange juice. So that was my breakfast. So I grabbed that. I grabbed the tray.
God, you sound like you eat healthy.
No, that's what everybody gets at Dreamforce.
For those of us who aren't already there, it's like 5 a.m. Apparently there's breakfast at Dreamforce.
No, there's breakfast at Dreamforce.
Good, good to know.
So I go to sit down at this table. There's tables everywhere. There's a DJ. There's music pumping. I go to sit down. I sit down in this chair. I look up, and there's a lady there that is sitting across from me, and she said, "Hi, my name's Chicha. How are you?" And so, like, she introduced herself.
Yeah.
I got to meet her. And what was so fun was I found out that she was over sales operations at her company. We talked a little bit about what we do here at Simplus, and then, long story short, we actually got to help her with some of her business needs at her company. And that was just by sitting down at breakfast and talking about Salesforce.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So fun, yeah. Everybody there is just so excited. Everybody, if you need help or if you have questions, everybody's just so willing to help out. It's just, it's surreal. It's a lot of fun.
What, you know, we're new year, it's just beginning of February. What big goal do you have for yourself this year?
Yeah, so goals for this year? Like personal goals or business goals?
Yeah. Whatever you want to tell, whatever you want to share.
How do you really want me to gain?
With our millions of people.
Do you want to run 13.2 miles?
Yeah, that extra little point too, yeah. No, for to give you an idea of, about some professional goals, it really is just spreading the word about Salesforce and letting people know about what it can do for their business. I feel like our company, as far as the plans that they have and the goals that they have, are right there aligned with mine. And really what it is just to let people know about some of the things that they can do, some of the things that will really launch them to the next level in their business.
Do you have a favorite story of maybe a customer or use case that you've helped someone solve? Being at Simplis, maybe like something you've helped implement or a good story that you have of like, oh, like we transformed, we took them out of spreadsheets with this process and made this happen.
Yeah, I do have a pretty good story. I remember that there was a company that we talked to probably 6 months ago, and we told them about Simplis and the things that we can do. So what we do is we do consulting services, we do admin plans, we do optimizations, we do implementations, and we do integrations for businesses and nonprofit organizations. And what was funny was when we talked to them, they had just purchased Salesforce, and they decided that they wanted to hold off on some of the things that we could do for them. But then they called us up, you know, months later and just said, you know what, we changed our mind. We definitely want you to help us out. Help us get Salesforce to the next level. So that was a lot of fun to be able to show them some of the services that we provide and how we could help them out with that.
Cool. So you gave them a taste, and you gave them the option of ordering like the full meal. They opted for just the appetizer, but then they wanted more.
Yes,
they decided
exactly
they were actually hungry.
How it went.
Not that we just got done eating, so no food analogies here at all.
No, what was cool? Yeah, exactly. But that's what's so neat about Salesforce is you get it set up. And what's cool is anyone can really set it up. You can go out there, you can learn. And they had people that did that, but then they found out about some optimization, some of the integrations. Maybe they wanted to bring QuickBooks in, or they had some other software platforms that they were using, and they were doing double data entry, and they just wanted one centralized platform to make sure that they could see everything in one, you know, just one place, to make it as efficient as possible. And that's literally what you can do with Salesforce. That's the vision that we're trying to spread.
Well, you're definitely doing a good... Simplis is doing an amazing job spreading the vision today because downstairs, it's probably one of the most fun photo ops that I have ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I believe that's the Simplis. This was your guys' project, right?
Yep.
We
played a big part in this, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because downstairs, there is a way to take a picture in the snow in the mountains with Mark Benioff riding a polar bear ski poles.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty freaking phenomenal.
And they have a snow machine upstairs in the expo hall. It's snowing.
Snow kidding.
Snow.
Wow.
For snow.
That's all I have to say.
Yep.
Snow messing around.
Snow messing around.
Wow.
Speaking of snow messing around, Jillian, I think it's time for...
Lightning round!
The lightning round. Okay, so... Super short. It's really no pressure.
I'm totally
nervous
right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Can you see him sweating?
A bead of sweat just rolls off his.
I mean, you've listened to like all of our podcasts, so you're well versed in the various answers.
So Becky, you're still here?
See.
Okay.
Nice way to try.
Yeah.
Right. There's no phone a friend on the
line.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. First question. Favorite Salt Lake City meal?
It is...
Remember, it's a lightning round.
There's so many. Nicola Italia Pizzeria is my favorite.
All right.
It's really good. Amazing pizza.
So which is nerdier, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, Star Trek.
Okay. Well, that seems to be the consensus so far. All right, so since you've listened to a year of our podcast...
Probably knows it better than we do.
Yeah. Can you tell us either a favorite guest or a favorite episode? Or one of your top, maybe top three, top five, one that sticks out in your mind from the Button Click Admin podcast?
Okay, yeah. I can't tell you specifically her name, but there was an admin. I'll have to look it up later, but just an admin so passionate and excited about the podcast that this was one that actually stuck out as one of the first ones that I listened to. But she, I will have to find her name, but she was one of the players that really got me to understand how passionate and how cool Salesforce really can be. So I'll get back to you.
I have a feeling. I know. I do too. Yeah. I think this is our Chicago.
That's what I was going for too. Yeah. MVD.
Melissa Van Dyke from Orbitz.
That's it.
Yep. There
it is, Melissa. Thank you, Melissa, if you're listening. You're amazing.
Her passion was so clear.
She's come up now on a couple podcasts back to back.
Maybe we need to have her back.
We should.
She was amazing.
She's an MVP now.
Yeah.
So very important. Okay. Last lightning round question. Ski or snowboard?
Oh, ski. Oh, yeah.
All right.
And we're going tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we are.
We're going to go play in the Pell Pout.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Seriously, high five.
All right. Jake, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It's been super fun.
Thanks for listening and running.
And thank you for continuing to listen.
I know. Yes. Actually, that's the most important part.
Absolutely, guys.
It's not just a one and done. It keeps coming back. Yeah.
God.
And thank you, Becky,
for
helping us happen today.
Thanks for giving me an audience. This is great. Happy Snowforce.
Yeah, and huge props out to all of the amazing organizers of Snowforce.
This is a huge effort.
Daniel and his whole team. I mean, it's been obviously a huge group effort.
Ben.
Yes, we'll give them all shout outs.
Yeah, all the people.
Really awesome event and great opportunity to connect more with great people like Jake. So, Jake, if people want to connect with you on Twitter, I've got your Twitter handle. It's @_JakeMartin.
Uh-huh.
And as always, you can find all of the cool, awesome admin goodness that we're doing at Salesforce Admins, no I, on Twitter. And as everyone knows, you can find Mike Gerholt @MikeGerholt, and myself @GMedill.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you want to give us a shout out on iTunes, we'd love a review, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because that helps more admins find the podcast. So people like Jake, who need to listen to the podcast all the time.
And not just admins.
Not just admins. We had a developer on the other time. It was amazing. With that, Jillian and I are going to get back to Snowforce. So I'm Mike and she's Jillian.
And we'll catch you next time in the clouds.